Hello and welcome to Food for the Future podcast, broadcasting live from the World Food Forum headquarters in Rome, Italy. I'm Alexandra, your host, and today we're excited to introduce our new series, Meet the World Food Forum, where we will take you behind the scenes of our mission, our programs, and the amazing work we do. Joining us today is Celeste McElwing, the head of innovation program. She will share her insights into how the program nurtures innovation and supports young change makers in creating a better food future. We will dive into various activities of Innovation Lab and explore how participants can get involved in competition, boot camp, and research challenges. So without further ado, let's dive in. Celeste, thank you so much for being here today with us. Can you provide an overview of the World Food Forum Innovation Lab and its core objectives? What is the ultimate vision for its initiative?
Hi there, so I'm Celeste McElwain and I am head of the Youth Innovation Lab of the World Food Forum's Global Youth Action Programme. So to give you an overview of the World Food Forum Youth Innovation Lab, essentially what we're trying to do is support young innovators all around the world at every stage of their innovation journey. And that means if you are a young person all over the world and you've got a sort of idea stage project or initiative that you want to get off the ground, we're the place that you would come to get the tools, the fundamental skills that you need to develop in order to get that project going. And then finally, if you're a startup and you're a young person with a startup that's slightly more developed, let's say you've already got some seed funding, you have a product or a prototype that you've already developed somewhat, but you need that extra push, that extra visibility, that extra sort of access to knowledge or different networks, including, of course, the FAO and UN networks that are global, then again, we can support you in getting access to those knowledge networks. Essentially, what we're doing is looking to provide young innovators all over the world with those tools, with those access to knowledge networks, to those capacity development programs that they need to get their ideas off the ground, be that research, an idea stage project, or again, as I mentioned, a startup. What we're also looking to do is to provide young people with the fundamental investment opportunities that they need as well. So we do a lot of partnership building, whether that's with the private sector, with FAO, with UN, and also in-country government support. We're also trying to link up young people with those ideas, those amazing innovative ideas that they have, with the investors so that they can find the support and the financial means to sort of develop their projects further.
It's truly inspiring. It's amazing to hear how the Innovation Lab is fostering creativity and problem solving on a global scale. Moving on to the next question, what is the specific programs or activities within Innovation Lab which are designed to support and mentor young professionals?
In the Youth Innovation Lab, we've got three principal projects. And the first one is a global competition that's focused on supporting young researchers. And this, what we do is we partner with different universities and research institutions and, of course, FAO divisions. And we pick a specific topic or agri-food system challenge, like the role of water in agri-food systems or food loss and waste, these kind of bigger challenges. And then we have an open call and we invite young researchers all around the world to submit their initial ideas for research, so initial concept notes. These are then evaluated by global experts, and the top ideas go through to the mentorship phase. And at this stage, again, we use our pool of experts, both from within FAO, but also with our partner universities, etc., to mentor these young researchers with to develop their initial ideas into much more detailed research proposals. And this is where, again, young researchers are going to have access to experts that they wouldn't otherwise have. And after this very crucial mentorship period, what's going to happen is there's going to be another round of evaluation, and then again, the top research proposals are going to be chosen to come to the TRC, or the Transformative Research Challenge Finals, which happens here in Rome every October during the World Food Forum flagship event. So it's a really great event where they get to showcase their amazing ideas, but also, again, they get to meet a whole load of other young researchers from around the world. But also, once again, they have access to FAO, and they can meet with their expert mentors, perhaps, and meet with other scientists and innovators from around the world to discuss their ideas. So it's a really great networking opportunity for them. The second initiative of the Youth Innovation Lab is our incubator program. Now, this is called the Youth Food Lab, and it's in partnership with Wageningen University and Research, and it's an 8-month online program to support idea stage initiatives led by young innovators. So they come from all over the world, and they go through this program where they get sort of masterclasses and workshops given by global experts in very fundamental skills to help them build a sustainable business. So skills like how to build a business canvas, skills in communications, etc. And every team is also partnered with an expert mentor from either one of our partner institutions, or again from within FAO. So this is a really excellent opportunity for these young people to pick the brains of someone who's gone through this process already, perhaps, or to get more technical advice about a product or service that they're developing. And how we're looking to expand the Youth Food Lab project is to create a global decentralized network of youth food labs based in their local contexts and responding to the local needs of young innovators. So they would create sort of challenges or boot camps or accelerator programs to support young innovators in different countries and regions. And we're going to be opening one in Nepal later next year. We've already opened one in Wageningen that happened in September of this year. And we're also looking to open in Penn State University in the United States. And the last principal initiative of the Youth Food Lab is the SIA, which is the Startup Innovation Awards. And this is another global competition to support youth-led startups. And this really gives a massive boost to those who win this competition to find investment opportunities, to get networking opportunities. One of last year's winners, the overall winner of this global competition, when I met him in New York earlier this year, the Science, Technology and Innovation Conference at the UN headquarters, he said that it was like jet fuel had been applied to his startup when he won this competition. So it's an excellent opportunity for young innovators and young startup leaders around the world to get a really big boost to their project. So similarly with the TRC, what we do is we partner with different organisations, be them UN entities, but also with different private sector entities. And we'll pick topics like food loss or digital innovation in food processing, the empowerment of women in agri-food systems, these sort of big topics. And there's an open call and different rounds of evaluation. And the finals once more are held at the World Food Forum flagship event in October. And again, this is a really exciting opportunity for these young people to come to Rome to present in front of a high-level panel of judges who are VCs or technical experts from FAO as well. And they can get a load of advice about their businesses, their business propositions, but also the actual technical side of their ideas for a product or a service that they're developing.
There are a variety of programs that you're offering, and it really gives young innovators the tool and the network they need to take their ideas to the next level. What kind of support and resources does the Innovation Lab provide to participants to help them develop their ideas into actionable solutions?
At the Youth Innovation Lab, not only do we provide these young innovators with access to knowledge networks, to visibility, to mentorship, to expertise, etc., but we also look to give them some sort of financial support as well. So with the Transformative Research Challenge, for example, winners will receive grants of up to $10,000 for their research proposals and to really develop them. And it's sort of seen as a bit of seed funding to get their research ideas off the ground. This is a sort of similar case with the Startup Innovation Awards, where they'll also receive some seed funding, but as I mentioned, the Startup Innovation Awards are much more about sort of visibility, because a lot of these youth-led startups, they already have quite a bit of seed funding. And then with the Youth Food Lab, we always try and have the team start the program with some seed funding, so $2,000-$3,000 of seed funding already, so that they can use that to develop their projects throughout the 8-month incubator program. So these financial resources, but more importantly, the other kinds of support that we can offer to young innovators, are really designed to nurture their projects, to make them much more robust and sustainable, so that they can create solutions that are really going to be actionable and, you know, viable in the long term. And that's one of the things that we really try and do in the Youth Innovation Lab, is find projects that we think have the potential to be scalable, actionable, and sustainable in the future. And especially as sort of the challenges that our agri-food systems are facing develop and change, that we recognise that some of these solutions are also going to be able to be flexible and change according to the different challenges that they're facing in their specific contexts.
And the last question, what can participants expect from Innovation Lab at the World Food Forum flagship event, and how it will help advance their innovative projects?
The World Food Forum Flagship Week is going to be absolutely jam-packed with our Youth Innovation Lab events. Kicking off everything is going to be the Transformative Research Challenge Finals. That's happening on the Tuesday, so Tuesday the 15th in the afternoon. And so this is going to be a really fun event where you're going to see all of the 12 finalist teams pitch. So we've got the 6 different categories, 2 teams for each are going to pitch live, and then the judges are going to choose a winner in each category and an overall winner of the TRC 2024. And there's going to be some really interesting judges on the panel. We've got obviously Beth Crawford from FAO. We've got Nuno Santos as well. He's the Deputy Director of the Investment Centre. And then we've got some people from IFAD and from other larger organisations coming to judge. So that's going to be a really exciting event. On the Wednesday, we're going to have the Startup Innovation Awards finals, also in the afternoon. And that's going to be super fun, because we've got these 8 youth-led startups coming to pitch their super innovative solutions across 4 different categories. They're very tech focused, so it's usually quite a fun event where we see a lot of sort of innovative tech solutions that are being developed to solve agri-food system challenges. And again, we've got categories on sort of food loss. We have a catch-all theme of good food for all for today and tomorrow, which is the theme, of course, of this year's whole World Food Forum. And again, we've got different people coming. For that, we've got some more sort of VC and investor people who are going to be on the judging panel, which is super exciting, as well, of course, as Beth Bechtel. And directly after the Startup Innovation Awards finals, we're going to have a really exciting event, which is the Private Sector Roundtable event. And this year, it's going to focus on youth-led innovation and how the private sector can play a crucial role in supporting and nurturing youth-led innovation around the world to drive agri-food systems transformation, something that we really, really need to discuss. And what's really great about this event is what we're going to do is invite the young members of our audience to directly ask the members of the high-level panel questions. So we sort of create a level playing field between youth and these sort of high-level agribusiness leaders, which is a very exciting opportunity for a lot of young people. And the last big event of the week that the Youth Innovation Lab is organising is the Youth Food Lab final event. So this is where you can come and hear all of the participants of this year's cohort of the incubator programme, the online incubator programme. So you can hear them pitch their projects and see how they've developed over the last 8 months. But you'll also be able to meet some of the people who are looking to open Youth Food Labs in their local context. So we're going to have 2 people from the Latin America and Caribbean region. We're going to have representatives from Penn State University, and then finally some representatives from Nepal, who are all going to be there to tell us a little bit more about how they're opening their youth food labs in their country and regions, and the kind of activities they're looking to develop in those places. So if you want to learn a little bit more about some of the cutting edge ideas and projects that young people around the world are developing to tackle agri-food system challenges, you should come along to all of the Youth Innovation Lab events, to the Transformative Research Challenge finals, to the Startup Innovation Awards finals, and then of course to the Youth Food Lab Incubator Programme final event. If you come along to all of these events, you're going to have a really good idea of not only some brilliant ideas that are hopefully going to inspire you and maybe get you a little bit more involved in youth and supporting youth-led innovation, but you're going to have much more of an idea of what we do here in the Youth Innovation Lab at the World Food Forum.
That concludes today's episode of the Food for the Future podcast. For more updates from the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website at world-food-forum.org. Until the next time.